Effect continues now on Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Joy Powers. As we all muddle through the dog days of summer, it can be refreshing to have a good summer playlist. And although most live shows have been put on hold because of the pandemic, Milwaukee musicians are continuing to make music, and as always, Matt Wild has been listening. Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record, which describes itself as an online source for music, culture, and gentle sarcasm. Among the many cultural things Milwaukee Record keeps track of is a nearly exhaustive list of new music from local musicians. Wild is the curator of that list, and he joins me every month to share with us a sample of what he's been listening to for the Milwaukee Music Roundup. Matt Wild, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect.
Thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure.
So as the pandemic has been continuing and, you know, things have been crazier than ever, I'm interested to know how that's been reflected in music. Are you seeing new trends in music at all?
Well, I think at the beginning of the pandemic, of course, we saw a lot of new music coming out that directly addressed the pandemic, either, you know, thematically or just the fact that it was being made in quarantine. And that's kind of tapered off a little bit. And now, certainly, there's a lot of social justice music being put out there as well. And that's really been at the forefront for the last couple of months. And it's all just kind of this crazy, heady mix of all of that sort of stuff. And on top of that, you know, it's been summer. It's still summer. And there's the perennial, you know, summer music. People always love summer jams. So that's kind of what I'm focusing on this time around for this month's roundup. Just kind of late summer, lazy summer jams. Something to chill out to on the dog days of summer, as it were.
So for people who are trying to get their heads out of the news a little bit, this is a good place to start.
I think so, absolutely, yeah. Take a break just for a few minutes at a time, and sometimes that's all you need.
So let's dig into this list of musicians and list of songs. Tell us a bit about this first artist, Niall.
First artist we're going to be talking about, yes, is Niall. Now, he is part of a kind of a hip-hop collective, I suppose you would say, called the Fat Nerds, which is a great name for a hip-hop collective. They do a lot of stuff, and he's kind of splintered off and done his own thing for a new EP that he just put out called Forest of Giant. Kind of a brief 5-track EP. Not his first, I guess. He's put out a couple, I believe, last year. So he's always very, very busy. And as I was talking about before, kind of these late summer jams to kind of chill out to, this, I think, is... this entire EP really falls in that realm. It's a very interesting mix, and especially the song we're going to be listening to, which is called Internet Go. It's this strange mix of these kind of very serene instrumental backing, and then in the case of this song, this kind of very, like, energetic kind of, like, go, go, go kind of chanting. And before he gets to, you know, his lyrics, he has a really kind of interesting flow, and I just love the juxtaposition between this very energetic vocal paired with this, like I said, very serene, very summer-esque backing. So I would definitely recommend checking out this entire EP. It's called Forest of Giant. He just put it out. So yeah, this is Niall with Internet Go.
And just a note for our listeners, we're actually going to be starting this song partway through, in part because there's a little bit of adult language that we shouldn't air.
Go, 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 go. I trip when I trip. What's the cost paying for it? All the negatives can get ignored. If you work your heart, you get endorsed. That's facts. Yeah, they be down since I found my sound. Feelings are whole. Been taking my time. I see the signs. Speak to my soul. I've been a buck, shot my area code. Gotta stay down for the come up. I know change is coming. You just gotta stay focused. Watch the rise when the sun up. Reaching for the comments. Yeah, dreams like old blood. Reduce the power, take control. Watch yourself destruct and make them fold. Really, these are times that mean the most. Even when my back's against the wall, still I get my all when I go, go, go.
That was Internet Go by Nile. So this next group, I like the name. It's very playful. Daydream Retrievers.
Daydream Retrievers, yes. And I have to catch myself every time I say the name or even type the name because I just want to instantly type out Daydream Believers. And because, you know, who doesn't love the monkeys? And yes, so Daydream Retrievers is, it's almost a solo project by a local musician and producer. His name is Ian Alvera, and he put out a self-titled album under the Daydream Retrievers name a couple of years ago. And now he's back a couple of years later with this new song, which is called Static on TV. And this time around, he's joined by a host of Milwaukee kind of music ringers. I remember when Ian reached out to me about this song and he said, you know, is this the right time for a chipper kind of power poppy guitar song, which is very much what this is. To which, you know, I just kind of informally said, there's never a bad time for this kind of song and this kind of music. And I think he does it so well. It is such a catchy little tune. I think for anyone who's fans of just kind of power pop in general, it reminds me a lot of like 90s groups like Apples and Stereo. So yeah, this is the newest single from Daydream Retrievers. It's called Static on TV.
Static on TV by Daydream Retrievers. The next artist we're going to hear from is the name Desi or Desi?
Desi, I believe. She's actually a pretty new to me. She just reached out to me a couple of weeks ago, and I had seen her name around town a little bit. She's been in the process of unveiling some songs for a kind of upcoming EP. The name of her EP called Space in Between, and I think it's just a 3 or 4 song EP. And when she reached out to me with this, I was really intrigued because, again, it was this very lovely, very soothing. So the song that we're going to be listening to is Stay Up, and she describes it as, she says, Stay Up was inspired by my need to honor my inner child, that fearless creativity that kids have because there's just something inside of them and they need to get it out. And she has an accompanying video for this, which I would really suggest everyone check out. It's a lovely animated video that goes so well with this song and vibe. And I just really love this song. It's just such a wonderfully produced and delivered song. It's very short, and all of her songs are very, very short. Some under, like, you know, 2 minutes, which I think is an interesting choice. So, again, just if you need to get a break just for a couple minutes, You could do a lot worse than this. So this is Desi with Stay Up.
Stay Up by Desi. Now, this next song title, it feels very timely, but I also think to myself, maybe it's always timely. The song is called No One Should Hate.
No One Should Hate by local band The Quills. And it's funny you mentioned that it's kind of this, obviously this should be a timeless message. The Quills, I believe according to them, they wrote this song something like 2 or 3 years ago. So it's kind of an older song, but I think they were inspired by events of 2020 to finally kind of record it and put it out now. So it is a duo made up of Becky Heck and Sage Schwarm. Folks in Milwaukee probably know them as the owners of the Bayview shop Love Unlimited, kind of a retro kind of fashion place that's been around for a long time, I think since the early 2000s. They recently, this summer in July, I believe, had a fire at their store and had a lot of damage. And so they've had a pretty rough year. But they've been still putting out music under The Quills, and I've always really enjoyed their music. It's this very stately, very new wave and synthy, but this very stately and restrained kind of sound. Sage, folks may know him from Milwaukee's Codebreaker, which was a huge band in the early aughts, and share some of the same DNA with The Quills. So, like I said, I really like this song. I really like that it was the song that they kind of had lying around that they hadn't recorded yet, but felt compelled to record it right now. So it's The Quills with No One Should Hate.
All hearts can break.
No One Should Hate by The Quills. Now, this playlist has been very much, you know, songs for the summer. But, of course, we're getting into fall right now. What are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to going to CVS and buying all the Halloween junk that I can possibly afford and just filling my apartment with just the cheesiest Halloween junk. It's my favorite time of the year. I begin celebrating Halloween in about a day or two, so I'm ready for the two-month-long celebration. So I love summer. I'm sad to see it go, but I'm one of those Halloween nerds that really nerds out. So that's what I'll be up to for the next for the next 2 months. So when I talk to you next time, expect a lot of spooky Halloween-themed songs. So I can't wait.
All right, sounds good. Well, Matt Wild, thank you so much for joining us once again here on Lake Effect.
Thanks for having me.
Matt Wild is the co-founder of Milwaukee Record. Every month he publishes his Milwaukee Music Roundup and joins us to talk about a few of those songs. You can find our previous conversations with Wild at wuwm.com.